Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Hear it from the doctor with expert guests from the American Academy of Pediatrics. It's Healthy Children. Now, our favorite mom, Melanie Cole, MS.
Well, as summer arrives, and it's finally arrived in some spots in the country. I know here in Chicago, feels like we haven't had any summer yet at all, but our kids are headed off to camp. So we're talking about camp today. What were you thinking when you chose the camp your children are going to or are going to go to near to the end of the summer? Is it sleepaway? Is it day camp? We have a lot of questions to discuss today with Dr. Michael Ambrose. He's a pediatrician and a spokesman for the American Academy of Pediatrics. Dr. Ambrose, camp. You know, some parents want to send their kids to sleepaway. Some like the day camp thing. I was not a sleepaway camp person because we take our kids camping and to a lake house and such. How does a parent decide about summer camp and what they're looking for as far as day camp or sleepaway? What are some of the things they consider?
Yeah, it's a great question, and thank you so much for having me here on the broadcast here today. Camp is a great place for children to get away from some of the stressors of everyday life. It's really about finding a good match, and you know, finding the match of your child's interests. You know, what are their abilities, whether they're ready to get away, and making sure that matches with the philosophy, the practices of the camp itself. If your child is interested in nature and, you know, escaping technology, finding a camp that is a little more remote. If your camp is interested in the arts, you know, finding a camp that meets those needs as well. And the best way to do that is really to just find and communicate with the camp directors. You know, go onto their websites, talk to other families or parents who had sent their kids to that particular camp, and making sure that the interests really align.
I agree with that. And so now we've got our little kiddos away at camp, whether it's day or sleepover. What are the things we need to think about when we're sending our kids? Because some people are just now sending their kids this very week, Dr. Ambrose, and they're wondering what to pack. We have to discuss things with the counselors. What do you feel are some of the most important things you want parents to put on their list so they can check it off the list and make sure?
That's a great question. So, the you know, certainly getting out there and having fun is extremely important. But I think when any parent sends their child away, health and safety is top of mind. And then for every camp out there, health and safety is the most important thing when a camp is caring for others and for children. The big thing that is top of mind for all families right now is the measles outbreak that we're experiencing in this country with, you know, cases, you know, now well over 1,000 here in the U.S., and really thinking through immunization policies. And we can talk a little bit more about that. Food allergies is another hot topic, and camps are moving towards eliminating peanuts and tree nuts from their facilities. We think about drowning and swimming lessons for kids and making sure that they are well prepared when they go to camp. And then homesickness is always a hot topic as well. You know, is the child ready to be away from home for an extended period of time, and not just for resident sleepaway camps, but for day camps as well. For some families, that may be a child's first time away from home.
So what do we do? If we send our child to day camp, and maybe they're 7 or 8 years old, or even sleepaway camp, and they call us crying, and they say, I don't want to stay here, come and get me, I don't like it here. It's like putting them in a sport and having them tell you a week later they don't like it. Are you supposed to make them stick it out, or do you run and grab your kid?
Yeah, you are. So the the best thing, and I know with some families sending the children away to camp this week, we're talking about it right in the middle of things, but there's actually been quite a bit of research done on homesickness when children are away from home. Some of the research has shown that there are some things that families and pediatricians can do to really provide a positive experience for the children. The first is really involving the child in the process of choosing and preparing for camp. So parents don't just pack up and pack the bags yourselves, but allow your children to help in packing and selecting clothes and getting things ready. So really involving them in that process. Talking about homesickness openly. Don't make it a subject that you don't want to talk about with your child, but being positive about the upcoming camp experience, avoid expressing personal doubts or concerns is really important as well. And then arranging practice time away from home. So if your child hasn't had a ton of time away from home and they're about to leave for camp, a few weekends before, you know, let them spend some time with relatives or friends, spend some overnights so that they've had a similar experience. And one of the things that has come out and shown to be really important when working on homesickness is to avoid making pickup arrangements. So what this means is don't tell your child, if you get sad, mom will come and pick you up, because then they have that crutch, and it really undermines the child's confidence in themselves and in their own independence. And the really framing it as a positive experience is so important.
It is, and our kids pick up on that. So even if you're a parent, Dr. Ambrose, who's nervous about your child going away, the child may be nervous, but if the mother or the father, the parent is nervous about that themselves, like they've never been away from their child before, we can kind of put that on our kids, and then they feel our stress and our worry, and then they pick up on it, and it's a vicious cycle, I can tell you. So if they call us, we have to have those plans ahead, like you said. But what if they get sick? Now, you mentioned, you know, vaccinations and allergies and homesickness. But what if they call us, or the camp calls us, and our children have a cold and they want to come back? Or what do we do as parents if they get sick? Do we let them ride that out and say, well, it's just a cold, couple days? Or do we rush off to see how severe it is? What do we do?
Yeah, it's a great question. So preparation before your child leaves for camp is so important, and really understanding what are the capabilities of the camp that your child is attending. Does that camp only have a camp nurse on staff? Maybe they don't have a nurse and they just have staff members who are first aid trained. There's many camps out there that have physicians, have pediatricians, family practice doctors who are well-versed in treating common pediatric conditions. And so understanding, you know, the capabilities of your child's camp is so important. The camp usually has good judgment, you know, with the medical professionals that they have there. If they are, you know, if that child has an ear infection or gets strep throat and that camp is equipped to handle it, then it is absolutely in the best interest of the child, for the parents to let the camper ride it out. Let them, you know, don't pull them from the environment in which they're having fun and having a great time. They may need to spend an overnight, you know, at the camp clinic with the camp nurse, and that's just fine. Camps are well prepared to manage that. But it is really important to understand the capabilities of the camp's health facilities. If your child has a bad, you know, food allergy, or if they have a bad reaction to peanuts, really understanding what are the processes in place. Are camp staff members trained to administer epinephrine auto injectors? Do they have epinephrine on site? Do camp counselors carry the child's medications with them? Whether that's food allergies, asthma, right? Same concepts with inhalers. And so really understanding if your child has medical conditions or if they were to become sick, what are the policies and protocols of that camp?
That's important. Really good point, Dr. Ambrose. And that's so important for every parent to know what those policies are, what they should do, who they should talk to. And so now let's just get into a little bit of actual camp stuff that is really, really great for our kids. Like I mentioned, what if they call us when they're sick? Well, they're not really allowed to be calling us in the first place. What do we want to tell our kids about the fact that this is a no electronic space, that they're not texting their friends, they're not making musical.lys, they're not texting us, they're just really not, they're unplugged. And to prepare them for that, because out of all of these things we've talked about, as a parent of two, I know that that would be one of the single hardest things for my children to deal with.
You got it. And so there's actually been a lot of research done on this as well, and I've actually published some studies on digital media at camp. The camp experience has really proven to have some long-lasting, psychosocial effects on development, on self-esteem, on peer relationships, independence, leadership, values, the willingness to try new things. So, well, certainly it may be hard to disconnect from electronics. Connecting with nature and your environment is so important as well. Research has actually shown that connecting with nature and your environment can decrease depression, attention disorders, obesity. So, well, it may be hard, and while we live in certainly a technology-driven world, taking even a week or a few days to disconnect is so important for a child's mental health, physical health, and their ability to develop and grow.
100% it is. So wrap it up. Dr. Ambrose, best advice. We've sent our kids to camp. We know they're going to have a great time. Maybe they learn to water ski. Maybe they make arts and crafts. Maybe they make some really great new friends and learn that they can live for 10 seconds without their phones. As parents, what do you want us to know about that time that our children are going to have and what we maybe should have done or could do better next year or can talk to the counselors and stuff about now?
Yeah. Communication, it all comes back to communication. Communication with your child about how positive the experience is and something to look forward to. Communicating with the camp to understand what their capabilities and needs are. But when it comes to communication, I know parents are often, they're on the camp's website looking for pictures. They're waiting by the mailbox to get a letter home from camp. If you don't get that letter home from your child, don't take that as a negative sign. It's likely because they're out there having so much fun that they're forgetting to write letters. So communicate with everybody and know and recognize that they're out there having a great time trying new things and making new friends.
Great advice. Thank you so much, Dr. Ambrose. And, when your kids are going to camp, find something to keep yourself occupied as a parent, because then your continued focus, your constant focus is not on your kids because somebody else is taking care of them. And so try and we can learn to reconnect with nature. We can unplug. We can read a wonderful book. So that's what parents should do when their kids are at summer camp. I think it's just a great time for us to reconnect as well. You're listening to Healthy Children. Our experts are all provided by the American Academy of Pediatrics in conjunction with their consumer website, healthychildren.org. This is Melanie Cole. I hope you share this show with your friends, with other parents, so that we all learn from these experts together. And they're fun to listen to. So thanks again and stay well.